Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Doug Plagans is the radio voice for your Florida Panthers, and you can hear the game tonight on 560 WQAM. Plagans, along with Billy Lindsay, and we were talking a little bit off the air, but I'll ask you on the air. Monday night, little bit of an eye-opener for me. I think I had forgotten how good Boston was, and I think I was on a little bit of a high after the Tampa series because that, to me, was the big challenge. Oh, Tampa, we can never get past Tampa. So Monday night was a little bit of an eye-opener. What should Panthers fans do with Monday's performance?
Well, I think it was just a classic example of, and Paul Maurice said as much, nobody's ever gone 16-0 in a playoff run. Occasionally, you're going to have a bump in the road. Now, if there's one thing that this Panthers team has had as a hallmark trait going back through Paul Maurice's tenure is that they've been really good at getting off the mat when they have to. They've been really good at responding when they need to, whether it be shift to shift, period to period, game to game. So you have no doubts about this team knowing what's at stake tonight. They're going to be ready to play, and they've always had a knack for finding a response when they need one. That being said, really good team over on the other side, and you know that they're a capable group. They're a team that did have the Panthers number a little bit during the regular season, albeit in close games. So you figured this was going to be a close series. And as Paul Maurice has mentioned a couple of times too, during the regular season, Panthers were a 110-point team. Boston was a 109-point team. These are two really even teams. And you look at maybe a comparison between the Bruins and the Tampa Bay Lightning. There was more space on the ice to operate against Tampa Bay than there is against Boston. That's just the way that they play. That's why the Bruins finished well ahead of Tampa Bay during the regular season standings. They're a bit more equipped for a game this time of the year. But again, looking at the Panthers, there were a lot of things they liked from that game. There were a couple of things that they've said they'd like to get cleaned up. Solving Jeremy Swayman is going to be, the first objective here this evening. He's been on a tear going back to Boston's series against Toronto, and sometimes you have that during a playoff series. So, those are a couple of the factors tonight. But they've said just getting bodies to the front of the net, making things as tough on him as they possibly can. That's going to be key, but that's a couple of the big factors going into tonight's game here.
And that's what, even watching, you know, round one and then seeing the style of play, we actually talked about it before game one of this series where the edginess, and you explained it beautifully how they're great at 5-on-5. You get into the power play and the numbers behind it, but we joked about it. Like, it didn't seem as they were as nasty in game one against the Boston Bruins. It didn't seem as if they were as physical. It didn't seem as they were, you know, trying to get in their face. It was a very, I don't know if this is the right word, but it seemed more of a graceful style of hockey than what I watched against the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Well, the physicality was still there. The hit totals are still there, what you'd expect. And during the regular season, Paul Maurice said, and we throw the phrase around quite a bit, game has a playoff-type feel. But the late season games against Boston, the one in March, the one in early April, those games truly did have a playoff type. That was playoff light. That's where you felt the stakes were getting higher. You had two contending teams that knew that maybe going back to that first-round series last year, they could be on a collision course with one another. So, again, just looking at the way these teams match up, there's going to be that physicality. I think going back to the Tampa series from the Panthers' perspective, there's also been a real commitment. I don't think they've lost any edge, but I think there is a commitment to not wanting to give the opponent that extra power play if you don't have to. You don't want to do that. Both teams have really good penalty kill units, but you don't want to give that team that extra power play, take that extra penalty that could wind up being the difference in a game where you expect, in a series where you expect goal scoring to come at a premium.
Do you think tonight's game, to kind of piggyback on what Crowder's saying, is going to look dramatically different than Monday night's game? Obviously, we want the outcome to look different, but do you think the style of play is going to look dramatically different?
You might have both teams. I can see both teams being a little bit more settled in. You had the Panthers coming off the week layoff. You had Boston coming in kind of playing on adrenaline because they had just finished a game 7 in overtime less than 48 hours prior. So, again, you might have two teams that are more back to what you'd expect tonight. I'd expect it to be another hard-fought game here tonight between the Panthers and the Bruins.
Yeah, we talk so much about who needs to be the Panthers' best player, and we saw it from Barkov in that first round series, right, against Tampa, and then Tkachuk had the goal the other day. But is there like a need for Tkachuk to be able to score more while the Panthers are going up against such an elite goaltender, perhaps in like a scoring rut? I know it's only one game, but like, Who breaks that? Who needs to be the person to break it? Is it for Hagee? Like, is there one guy that you look for? Or is it the Panthers' best player who has to go out there and kind of just put that behind them so we can hopefully see a lot more goals?
Well, I think what you saw throughout the Tampa series, what you saw all season, is you have one of the deepest rosters in the National Hockey League that the Panthers have put together here, and you get contributions from up and down the lineup. I mean, game 3 in Tampa, the Panthers' fourth line, the Stephen Lawrence line, accounted for the eventual game-winning goal, scored a couple in that game. So they've been getting contributions up and down the lineup, but it's also it's a team where you always have the big guys have been driving the boat all year long, and you expect that. Matthew Tkachuk's got a point in every playoff game. He's off to the longest, I think it's tied for the longest such streak to start a playoff for the Panthers, or he may have actually broken that mark with that goal last game, but he's been able to get on the score sheet every game so far in the playoffs. This is a team that does, they beat teams on depth, and I'd expect that depth to be able to show through. I think the longer things stay at 5-on-5, and again, both of these teams, this is where these two teams, this matchup is unique. This is a heavyweight tilt between these two, because unlike when the Panthers were playing Tampa Bay, the Lightning, they kind of wait for you to make a mistake. They wait for their chance on the power play. That's where they kind of, where they can feast on opponents. These two teams, the Panthers and the Bruins, they're both really good on the road. They're both really good at 5-on-5. These two teams don't need power plays to beat you. So that's part of what makes this matchup interesting. But the Panthers have gotten those contributions up and down the lineup. Last time out, if you're into the fancy stats, the analytical numbers, things like that, the Panthers, that game definitely should have been closer than it was. Jeremy Swayman, as far as the goals saved above expected and those kind of stats, he had another, just all-world performance there. He stopped 38 shots. The Panthers threw a ton at him throughout the course of that game. So if they can keep doing that, get some more traffic to the front of the net, you like their chances to be able to break through more than the one they had the other night.
And, Doug, a big talking point was Ekblad, because he struggled in that game. We watched him, he was giving up wide-open shots on his side and all that. What was it, a bad game for him? Is it something schematic that happened that way? But he had a rough game.
I wouldn't read too much into it. Paul Maurice said there were a lot of guys that would like to clean up some things from that last game. So I think the thing with Aaron, he's had such a great season, and he's well established himself as an elite defenseman in the National Hockey League. Panthers have absolute faith that he'll have the bounce back team that a lot of guys look to have tonight. So I wouldn't read too much into that in game 1. And Bill Lindsay and I talked about it during the post game. I know it's cliche, but you lose a game 2-1 in quadruple overtime, or you lose a game 5-1, or if you lose a game 10-1 in a playoff series, it still only goes on the board as one loss, and you have that opportunity to regroup 48 hours later and go back and even up the series. That's the beauty of this thing, is they do have a chance to get back out there against a familiar opponent and try to get this thing evened up tonight. And it really is, not to overstate it, but it's as close to a must-win as a non-elimination game can be, just because going on the road, not to say this Panthers team hasn't overcome, you know, you don't want to go down 2-0 going to Boston. I don't think, it doesn't really take much more clarification than that. That's a tough spot to be in. So there is a lot riding on this game tonight, no doubt about it.
You know more about hockey than any of us. I was saying to Solana and Crowder, but admittedly, I don't know. I'm just opining here. Would it have been the weirdest thing in the world tonight to see Anthony Stolarz in net? Not based on the loss Monday, but just to give him some action during the playoffs? Would it be a surprise to see him at some point during the series? Like, I don't know how it works, or do you just ride with Bob the entirety of the way?
You know, you look across the league, and I think maybe as time's gone on, there's become a little bit more willingness to flip things around in a playoff series than maybe there was years ago. But I think both of these teams are in situations where they both have both teams are going to have a great goalie sitting over on the bench tonight. Both teams are dealing from a position of strength in the goaltending department, but I think you're looking at two teams here that have identified their guy. So at this point, I think that would be the case throughout the series. But we've seen a bit more of a willingness for teams maybe across the league to, you know, if that's been a topic with Carolina. I know they're down 2-0. They're going back home for game 3, and they've got a really good young goaltender who's been sitting on the bench. And, you know, maybe that's some of the discussion with them is do they change things up? Does Rod Brindamore go with his backup?
Seasons ago with Spencer Knight, didn't he? Wasn't it the playoffs where he was like 20 years old?
Yes, when he first came up. Yep. They were down in the series and
right.
maybe looking to mix
anything.
It up a little
and,
bit
and,
at
and,
that
and
point.
That's what
time.
I'm saying. This isn't that situation, obviously. Because Bob looked great all season, looked great in the Tampa series, and I don't think he looked bad on Monday night. So I was just curious.
No, there were a lot of great chances in front of him. That happened the other night, and I think he, like anybody, is going to be front and center for the bounce back performance here this evening. But yeah, I think you've seen more willingness to change it up across the league maybe in recent years. But I think both these teams have identified their guy. It's my opinion.
And talking about it, Ned, something you said earlier that I never thought of. You said Swayman, figure him out. What does it mean to figure out a goalie?
Well, sometimes a guy just gets locked in, and I think it's just a matter of maybe trying to make things as difficult as you can on him. Anything you can do to try to, you know, get in his head a little bit, get in his face out there, take away that sight line, anything you can do, maybe, you know, whacking away at rebounds, things like that, just getting down there and make things as tough on him as you possibly can. Not to say that the Panthers didn't the other night. They put 39 pucks on him, but I know they're going to try and do anything they can to make things tougher on him here this evening.
Is that something you've noticed? Because I wasn't here for game one. I was watching the ESPN broadcast, and in the intermission, going into the third period, so the second intermission, they were talking about how we're seeing a lot more in this playoff specifically, and it's what the Boston Bruins did, going top shelf, actually trying, when they're shooting near the goaltender, trying to hit it off like the back of his head almost. And that's what happened, I think, in that second goal, where they went like top shelf on Bob, and they just snuck it in between like his shoulder pad and his helmet for the goal. Is that something that like players are conscious of, or, you know, avoiding going five hole, which you'll see a lot, and going top shelf? Like, I don't know. It's something that they were saying during the broadcast, and I found that interesting because, like, you could tell on two or three of those goals, Bob was in, like, that stance to cover the five hole and to cover the near post, but he was exposed more so, like, towards the top shelf of the
I feel like
the
we have a That's... boogeyman situation going on here.
What did he just say?
With top shelf and five hole.
Lagan's knows what I'm
believe,
talking about.
I believe we have a boogeyman situation.
So they shot high. they shot high on a few last games. Is it?
Plagans knows exactly what I'm talking about.
So no, I know it as well, but like he did with Boogeyman. You went top shelf and five hole.
The only thing I know what to say.
I know we had a boogeyman.
in your post five hole.
I'm sorry. Go
so
ahead.
They shot. I haven't heard anybody elaborate as to whether or not that was a conscious effort, a game plan of sorts for the Boston
Please
Bruins.
Respond by using five hole and top shelf.
Well, maybe they just they don't want to shoot five hole because they feel like he had that closed off. I don't know what the train of thought would have been.
Now, follow up. Can you explain what five hole is to me? maybe just run it by Billy Lindsay and see what he says.
Well, you see, to elaborate on your point, on your question, though, the shooters have gotten so good nowadays, and the goaltenders have gotten so good. And I don't know, like I said, I haven't heard anybody talk about any kind of conscious effort.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
You know, places to shoot, go high, things like that. But I don't know, maybe that was something they thought to do.
I mean, they said it on the ESPN broadcast.
No, I know, but they said it once or twice when it was called for. You just kept saying it over and over again.
What position he was in?
I don't remember what he was called, but it was it was a specific position that they were
the butterfly?
That they were noting, the butterfly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But if you go back, Plagans, if you go back and you look at the first three goals, all three of them were above Bobrovsky's shoulders.
Right, top shelf. Mm-hmm.
So they were making a conscious effort to try and shoot high. There was a lot going on in front of
it. I only brought it up because Crowder asked, like, what are the adjustments that the Panthers can make to try to score?
I didn't think it was a bad question. I thought the number of times you said top shelf and five hole was funny because we got it. We got the idea. You know your hockey lingo. Like, we got it.
Now, the shooters are so good. Sometimes you saw this during the regular season a lot. You see guys, Anton Lundell pulled it off a couple of times out of the corner, below the goal line, shooting off the goalie's mask, off the goalie's back, things like that. These guys have gotten so good placing the puck that they can try things like that now that maybe in previous eras guys didn't think to do. You got to really trust your skills to be able to do that. So
no Sam Bennett tonight.
No Sam Bennett tonight, but it sounds like going on the trip, so you'd hope maybe in the upcoming games, three or four, somewhere in that, you'd hope. But yeah, don't really have a specific timetable. But
before I said anything, did you know to yourself how many times he had said top shelf and five hole? Like, had it registered?
I think you might have blown it out of proportion.
I've been known to do that.
It was just a couple guys talking puck here, Plagans and Hawk.
Yeah, you come out here, you're in person today, and we're just trying to have a pleasant conversation.
Right. Well, maybe
and
then it was my fault. Maybe that was my fault.
The guy in the orange hat over there.
I heard that wrong. I thought I heard it way too many times for one question.
I definitely said top shelf and five hole about 19 times in a span.
Also want to give a shout out to our engineer, Jim Tree Crawford, because this I'm having no issues with the headset, so I don't know what.
It was all Cuño. I mean, the guy has been so audible, and he's wearing the same headset.
And it's not falling. This thing's not moving.
Yeah, Cuño's doing half the interview. Like this. Talking to us, like, we don't know what's going on. It's going on, up, down, up, down. Oh, my God. If only that would have happened to Solana, and I wouldn't have had to hear as many top shelves and five holes. I want you to edit that together for tomorrow. So you say it like 35 times in the one question. All right, listen to Doug Plagans tonight here on 560 WQAM. 7:30 is when it all gets underway. 7 o'clock pregame.
7 o'clock pregame, 7:30. The puck drops here at Amaranth Bank Arena. Game two, and the Panthers looking to even things up again. Big pivotal game here to get one at home before going out of the road.
All right, very good. That was funny, man. I'm like, how is he? I couldn't believe it when he said it the final time, because I'm like, there's no way he's going to say it again. And sure as bleep, he said it again.
I didn't even ask about my dump and chase question.
Save it for Goldie. All right. Save it for Goldie. Goldie will join us in the 5 o'clock hour. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up. We're going to give away those boat show tickets in the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. So do not go anywhere. And Goldie's going to join us in the 5 o'clock hour as well. Thank you, Plagans.
Thank you.
Have a good broadcast tonight.
Thank you. This heads perfectly.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.